عليه وسلم يفعله. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه had passed by some children, and when he passed by the children, he made salam to these children. So then he said, وقال, he said, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يفعله. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام would do the same. That when he was walking and he was passing by some children, he would stop and he'd make salam to them, showing the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, despite his maqam and his status, that he had time for the children also. He took us some time, acknowledged the children, made salam to them. He won the hearts also of the children with his kindness and his humility. Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam yazuru al-ansar. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam would visit the ansar. فَيُسَلِّمُ عَلَىٰ صِبْيَانِهِمْ وَيَمْسَحُ بِرُؤُوسِهِمْ وَيَدْعُوا لَهُمْ. Now remember, the Ansar were the people that this Muhajirin went and stayed with. They were not actually directly related to the Muhajirin. They were different. But yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go and he would visit them. And then he would see the children, he'd make salam to them. And the hadith says, وَيَمْسَحُ بِرُؤُوسِهِمْ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would take his hand and he would rub it on their head. He would gently pass his hand on the head of the children and he'd make dua for the children. Such a beautiful thing. Teaching the children also the importance of dua, and also teaching them how important it is to show love, to reciprocate this love. That love is shown from the children to the adults. The adults take so much of joy from the children. And at the same time, the adults also should be making dua also for the children. وَعَنْهُ, that means an Anas رضي الله عنه, إِنْ كَانَتِ الْأَمَةُ مِنْ إِمَاءِ الْمَدِينَةِ لَتَأْخُذُ بِيَدِ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم فَتَنْطَلِقُ بِي حَيْثُ شَاءَتْ رواه البخاري. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says that if any one of the young girls, slave girls, zina, generally we know that slaves don't have much of status in society, people don't look down to them, that these are the servants, etc. So if any one of these young slave girls would take the hand of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he would allow the child to take his hand and take Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wherever the child wanted. In other words, just to give the child that happiness and the joy that you're taking me, would you? Today I'm following you. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would go with that child, wherever that child took that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he would go with them. Also showing us what beautiful akhlaq and humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi. Keep the child's heart, that wherever the child is taking me, I'm going with the child, making the child happy that today they're taking me somewhere. Today's hadith, Anil Aswad ibn Yazid, قال, سُئِلَتْ عَائِشَةُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْهُ مَا كَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَسْنَعُ فِي بَيْتِهِ. Hazrat Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنه was asked, what would Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam do at home? Because Sahaba, his life was transparent to them when they would see him in the masjid, they would see him in the battle, they would see him out in the marketplace, wherever they would see him, his life was transparent. But what was happening at home, that also they got via the Azwaj Mutahharat, the beloved wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked that what would Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam do at home? قَالَتْ كَانَ يَكُونُ فِي مِهْنَةِ أَهْلِهِ يَعْنِي خِدْمَةِ أَهْلِهِ. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would make khidmat of his family. He would serve his family. He would go out of his way to serve his family. فَإِذَا حَضَرَتِ الصَّلَاةِ خَرَجَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. But when the time of salat came, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would go for salat. This in itself is a sign of kamal. Kamal is where a person can give everything its due time. That when he was with Sahaba, it was time now to teach and to preach. At that time he would teach and he would preach. When it was time to smile with Sahaba, he would smile with Sahaba. When it was time to be serious, he would be serious. When he was at home, now he would make the khidmat of his family. Ulama explained that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he would patch his own clothes. He would mend his shoes. He would take fodder and feed the animals. He would milk the goats and bring the milk home. He would bring and deliver things from the marketplace home. So all these things he would do. Sometimes he would sit and eat with the slave also, and he would participate and partake of food together with the servant. So this was his akhlaq, and this is the sign of kamal, that everything can be given its due time. Unfortunately today with the social media, that even when a child is at home or the adult also is at home, that now the time that should be spent in making khidmat of the family, time that we spend with quality time with the family, now a person is busy with the cell phone. So that time that should be given for everything now gets disrupted. Or sometimes there's a television there and now one soccer match comes in between. And at the same time that should be prime time with the family and discussing deen and teaching to the children and having a session of talim, now automatically goes away for that soccer match or that cricket match. Why? Because we don't have that time that we should be given to everything. So this is a beautiful sign of kamal. Every single thing will be given its due. And when everything is given its due, then we will see joy in everything. But when we steal time from one thing to give to another thing, and time now, for example, it is time now to sleep so we can wake up with the hajjud. Now we want to sleep that stealing time and give it to one bride, then everything gets put off. So therefore we find our pious elders, they had a very, very systemized life. That at this time I'll be doing this, at that time I'll be doing this. Everything will be given its due. So here the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that he would make khidmat, and when it was time for salah, then at that time he would go for salah. I'll just end up with one quote I read. Very nice quote. Somebody said, advising the children, especially the children today's time, that all the time they have the cell phone looking at the WhatsApp message, this message, and going to the Instagram and Facebook. It's taking up so much of their time. And sometimes they're sitting in front of the parents, uncles, grandfathers, but instead of looking at the beautiful face, Mubarak face of the parents, they are now consumed by the cell phone. Even when they are at visiting at somebody's house, they're still there at the phone. So the saying read there, that pick up your gaze from your phone and look at your parents, for one day when you pick up your gaze from your phone, you'll find your parents no more there. So appreciate people whilst they're around. Don't get so consumed. Actually, in the old days, when there was time to read the mail, people would read the mail. They take the letters at that time. They would take out the time to read the mail. There was time for email. Person would have a certain time to read his emails. And now when the social media has come, all the time it's consuming. Intelligent person will say, from this time to this time is when I'm going to read my messages. And this is the same time that I will reply to the messages. The balance of the time, I won't get consumed by this thing. Because once it consumes us, it will steal all our time away. We won't even realize. Allah give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.